What's up, everybody? It's Heath Mulliken with the Weekly Dropkick as part of the Double Dropkick Show. Haven't done the Weekly Dropkick in a while, but just wanted to jump on here because I know it's going to be a couple more weeks before Mark and I record, and just wanted to cover some of the news from this week. And also, I got about 20 minutes before I pick my son up here. So if you got any comments or questions, I'll take those and we can banter back and forth here on Facebook Live. So the first thing that I put there in the notes is the Evolve Flow Sound of the Evolve Flow Slam situation. Last week it was reported Flow Slam was not gonna broadcast any more Evolve shows, not just Evolve shows, but WWN shows, which is Evolve, Shine, Style Battle, FIP, stuff like that. Flow Slam actually had filed a lawsuit against them the week before. So here's what it comes down to. Flow Slam starts negotiating with WWN. WWN gives them pay-per-view numbers. So Flow Slam enters into a contract assuming a certain number of subscribers, a certain number of viewers. They have not hit those viewers. There's accusations that WWN gave false numbers to Flow Slam, and that is what this lawsuit is stemming from, that they perpetrated fraud by intentionally misleading them. So a couple of things. If you go, PWI Insider has had really good coverage of this. I think they've done a really good job of kind of saying there's a little bit of fault on both sides. Just from the research that I've done, one of the reasons Evolve is giving that they could not give complete numbers at the beginning is that their hosting company had shut down. Well, here's the thing. Your hosting company, they're not going to have the records of who bought what. You know, they're just hosting your videos, hosting your content. So it'd be a third party that has that financial information. So it just seems to me some of the information that Evolve has given Flow Slam and just different articles that I've read and what they have said, it's not the best reasons in the world that, you know, it doesn't hold a lot of water. On the other hand, Flow Slam has made tons of mistakes from the beginning. I subscribed to Flow Slam right at the beginning. They did not have everything on their library they said they would have. Once they started doing, I watched the first ever Evolve live show on Flow Slam. The sound, as far as, you know, the ring promos and everything, was horrible. Could not hear it. Lighting was bad. It was not a good viewing experience. Same thing for other shows I watched on there. That may not be a Flow Slam problem. That may be an Evolve problem. But I canceled after the first month because it was, I want to say $20.99. So it's twice as much as WWE Network. I didn't feel like I was getting the content that I wanted. And, I canceled. Flow Slam has offered refunds to people because now they've said, hey, we're not broadcasting any of WWN stuff. But this week, I've seen it reported multiple places that you can go on Flow Slam now and watch their entire archive for free. All the WWN shows, Evolve, Shine, Style Battle, stuff like that. I've read that. When I go to the Flow Slam page, it still takes me to where I need a subscription to watch those. I would love to hear back. If somebody else wants to try viewing past stuff on Flow Slam, Evolve shows, whatever, I would love to hear your thoughts on that. To me, there's so many people moving to the streaming services now. WWE, obviously, High Spots Wrestling Network, which I've also been a subscriber of. I did the free trial for Powerbomb TV. I did not sign up, did not pay for Powerbomb TV for a very simple reason. At one point, their library was just, seemed to me, just to be spot shows. So if you, there was a certain match you wanted to see, the match that I watched was AJ Styles versus Corey Hollis, AJ Styles' last independent match. I wanted to watch that. My friend Scott Hensley was on commentary for that match, so I wanted to watch it. But there's no, there, you can't really follow promotions. Now, that may be different now. I know Anarchy Wrestling out of Cornelia, Georgia is on there, so it may be different now. But when I first signed up for Powerbomb, it was just watching spot shows. I wasn't very interested in that. And now there's, you know, CZW has their own streaming services. So there's so many different streaming services now. And in my mind, I'm trying to think what's going to be the next thing, because wrestling fans only have so much disposable income. And so if you're spending, you know, $10 on WWE Network and $10 on High Spots and $10 on Powerbomb, you know, most fans that I talk to would rather go spend their money on a live show. So I'm just wondering, in wrestling, it's like wrestling podcasts. You know, we got in pretty early with the wrestling podcast, and now there are a million wrestling podcasts. And now we're thinking, what can we do to be different? That's why this, what I'm talking about right now, current events, we don't talk about that on the regular show, because that's what everybody else is talking about. I'm doing this, talking about this, because it gets my mind working, helps me think about the business, and I've got, you know, 20 minutes. I've got time, you know. I'm going to be sitting here doing nothing. So anyway, I'm very curious to see what this does to Flow Slam. We know WWE invested in Flow Slam. We know Flow Slam, depending on who you read and who you believe, they have not paid WWN for some of their shows. WWN increased the number of shows they were doing a month based on the Flow Slam money. They created some new things that I was excited about that never really took off. And so now Evolve is having to scale back some. But anyway, it's the wrestling business is once again changing. And I would say outside of WWE, the wrestling business, I don't know how healthy it is. The shows that I go to, are the crowds are not anything really to write home about. That's just the fact of the matter. I think, you know, some of the WWN shows that I watched on Flow Slam, some of the videos, the venues they're at, there's nobody there. And I think one thing that social media does, we met some young men up in Tennessee at the Scenic City Invitational who work in Tennessee, and they do weekly shows, and they showed me some of their promotional stuff, and it is phenomenal. It is professional grade promo stuff. I mean, I'm talking about the stuff they use to on Facebook and the videos. And I'm like, how many guys how many of you guys drawing? 100 or less. And so it's just this weird thing of the quality of our posters, and I don't know. It just seems to me there's a things aren't as good as they appear, perhaps. I don't know. That's neither here nor there. Let's talk about No Mercy. No Mercy was the first pay-per-view. I literally watched the whole thing. I got up to use the bathroom once. I can't remember. I think that was Enzo and Neville when I did that. It kept my attention for the most part. We had a thread running in this group. Outside of watching that thread, I was and commenting. I wasn't like surfing the internet, things like that. I was paying attention to the show. I thought Reigns and Cena put on a good match. I thought Lesnar and Strowman had a good match. for what they are and what they do, two grown men hitting each other. Again, like most of you, the F5, the finish came out of nowhere. But that's what we're starting to see now with Brock. It was the same thing with Samoa Joe. And so a lot of people just don't, a lot of people just don't like that style. They like more of a build to a finish. It caught me out of nowhere. And so I wasn't happy. That's not the right word. But at the end of the match, I'm sure I didn't feel how WWE wanted me to feel. And I don't even know what that means. I don't know how they want me to feel. But I just kind of felt blah. I wasn't really happy. Wasn't sad. It was just, you know, whatever. The ending of the Reigns. No, you could say the same thing about the Reigns-Cena match. That finish came out of nowhere. Cena had hit him with like four finishers. Four attitude adjustments. And Reigns spears him one time and it's over. So, again, it's the WWE booking. The guy that you're trying to build, he only has to hit it once. So, if that's what you're trying to do, I don't have a problem with that. I think it mostly has to do with a lot of people don't like Reigns. A lot of people don't like Brock. So, it is what it is. You know, people like what they like. Overall, I was very entertained by the show. That tag team match, Cesaro and Sheamus versus Ambrose and Rollins, that was a great match. So, so good. And then when Cesaro got hurt, it added so much just having that blood and just how his face looked. I mean, I feel terrible, but it just added Sheamus and Cesaro, man, they have really done a great job of making me care about a tag team that I have no business caring about. And they've gotten over with the crowd, and I give them so much props for that. But like I said, I, for the most part, enjoyed their pay-per-view. When it was over, I went to bed. I didn't feel, I wasn't disgusted that I had wasted my time. I didn't go to bed thinking that was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. It was what it was. But again, as far as from start to finish, holding my attention, and maybe that was because I haven't been watching Raw, so I haven't seen these guys wrestle. So maybe that's the reason it was a different experience for me, was that I haven't been watching the weekly show. But it was good. I didn't watch Raw and SmackDown this week. Recorded them. What I do is I record them. If I see something pop up on Facebook that I want to go back and watch, typically I just watch it on Facebook. They post all the highlights on there. So, you know, I hear people complaining all the time about Raw, and I'm like, don't let WWE or anybody dictate when and how you consume your wrestling. Like I said, Mark and I have said this many, many times, and now, you know, Mark has canceled the network. But for me, the pay-per-views mean more when I haven't watched during the week. Trying to think what else is going. We did hit 200 episodes this week. So we'd appreciate you going to download that. I mean, a great accomplishment. Something we're very proud of. Not just proud that we made it 200 episodes, but I feel like, you know, our podcast continues to talk about things other people aren't talking about. We got an episode coming up, probably not this week, but the next, where we take some of the best movie directors, our favorite movie directors. How would they book wrestling? What wrestling would they have booked? It's a really interesting conversation. It's a conversation that nobody else is having, which is why we wanted to do it. So, in 2 weeks, Mark and I get back ready to record. Would love to, speaking of Mark Whitman, there he is. What's up, Bully Ray? What's up, Mark? Dude, you're on vacation. You're not supposed to be watching this. Now that I know you're on vacation break, I'm going to text you, because I need to know when you're going back to work. So, Also need to talk to you about a possible booking for 2018. So, while you're down there, you know, having fun, man, I'm up here working the phones, signing deals, taking a break. My feet, dude, I cannot wait. Also, Mark, Drake wants to do the haunted stuff at Denver Downs. I know you did that last year. I think I'm going to do it, and I think we need to video me doing it. I think that'd be a great episode. I think that could go viral. I also think it could kill me, and I'd have a heart attack. So now I just want to stay on here until it's time to pick up my son and talk to Mark. It's a big weekend. We got a 3-count show tomorrow that I'm pretty excited about. I'm excited. We're doing a match called Next Level Match, which is going to be good. Personally, John Schuyler's in that match. John Schuyler got the call on my first John Schuyler match last month. Just a great performer. His match Saturday night is match number 999 of his career. He's going to have match 1,000 on Sunday. So this is a pretty big weekend for this young man. You know, he's wrestled. I've seen him at a TNA pay-per-view, Ring of Honor, NXT, Raw. I mean, this kid's done it all. Great, great wrestler. Has always been super nice to me. And when to be quite honest, he doesn't have to be. So excited for him, this big milestone in his career. So they're getting ready to let the line go here, I believe. Don't forget, doubledropkick.com. You can go on there. You can listen to all our episodes from your computer. You can download. That's really what we need. We need you. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Really, no matter what platform you're on. What's a pay-per-view? Pay-per-view. Download, you know, subscribe. I'm just going to tell you this. This is just me. I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me. If you have an iPhone, I'm not digging the new podcast app. For me personally, I've been using Stitcher the last couple of days. Again, for us, it doesn't matter where you listen or download. Now, I will say this. Now, within the podcast app, you can go to Double Drop Kick Show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review within the app. And that would be a huge benefit to our podcast. So download, give us a rating, give us a review, become a patron, Double Dropkick, patreon.com/doubledropkick. You can support the show financially, you can win stuff, interact with us. I posted some really good videos up there. Terry Funk versus Bill Watts from 1977, stuff like that we don't post anywhere else. So it's good stuff. So for Heath Mulliken live here in the car line, and Mark Whitman checking in on me from parts unknown. This is Heath Mulliken. Thanks for listening. This has been the Weekly Dropkick, and we'll see you soon.